This is a guided meditation in which we will be doing some simple stretches in a standing posture, followed by a sitting meditation. And in this sequence, we'll be focusing on maintaining a non-judgmental, moment-to-moment awareness. In the stretches, we'll explore the body as it moves in a very gentle way, not in the spirit of success or failure, but more in a sense of discovery, bringing curiosity to what's happening in the body from moment to moment. So now, just taking some moments to find a place where you can be by yourself and a place where you have some space for simple movements. And just as you arrive there, knowing that you can take a seated posture or a standing posture, and we'll start to move our attention through the body. So maybe bringing attention to the feet in contact with the ground beneath you. Moving the attention up into the ankles, the lower legs, up into the knees, the upper legs, all the way to the top of the hips, this lower half of the body, so just providing this stable base. Sensing into the mid part of the body, the torso, where there's this quality of elevation and uplift. Sensing into the arms as they rest alongside the body. And bringing awareness also up into the head and the neck. And as you stand here, remembering your intention in this practice, just bringing awareness to the sensations that are associated with moving. And remembering not to do any postures that aren't right for your body. If there are postures that don't work for you, knowing that you can imagine the postures or you can modify them in a way that works best for you. Bringing attention to how the body is, moment by moment. And as best you can, remembering not to push beyond any limits or boundaries, simply honoring what is or isn't possible as we move through this sequence. We will begin by moving to the mountain pose. So let's start by bringing the feet about hip width apart, aware of the feet in contact with the ground beneath you. Aware of the ankles, the lower legs, maybe even moving back and forth on the feet. We can move side to side. Noticing the stability of the lower legs and the feet. And then bringing awareness up into the knees. The upper legs. The hips and buttocks. The pelvic bowl. And then moving up into the torso, the lower back, the belly, the mid-back, the chest, the upper back. Aware of the shoulders, noticing if they're curved slightly forward, if it's possible, just to roll them back in a comfortable position. The arms resting gently by the sides. Back of the neck and the throat, the back of the head, top of the head, the sides of the head and the face. And then expanding the awareness to include the entire body standing here in this mountain posture. This is a pose of dignity and stability. And this pose can be done in both a standing and a sitting position. Let's begin to do our first movement by bringing the palms of our hands on top of the thighs. And then we'll begin to gently reach the hands up so that the tips of the fingers are moving towards the ceiling. And moving the arms any amount that's possible for you. And when the fingers are pointed towards the ceiling, if that's where they are, extending through the fingertips and pushing down through the heels, feeling a stretch through the whole body. And then we'll gently let the hands come back down, taking your time, noticing everything involved in that movement. And we'll continue to do this movement, reaching the arms up towards the ceiling and then bringing them back down, working at your own pace. Noticing all the muscles involved. There might even be heat in the muscles now that they're moving. There might be an awareness of the temperature of the air as the hand moves through it. You might have an awareness of how the arms and shoulders are. Is there tension or tightness there? Is one different from the other? Knowing that there's nothing to change, just bringing awareness to how things are. Just as another way of having self-knowledge, knowing how the body is. This time we'll leave the hands up towards the ceiling. And then we'll bring the hands out to the sides in a T position, about shoulder level height. Then raising the fingers up towards the ceiling and pushing through the palms of the hands, getting a stretch through the arms here. You might even notice the stretch through the shoulder, the upper part of the chest. Holding, stretching, aware of what's here in the body. And then as you feel ready, letting the hands flow back down to the sides. We'll bring the palms of the hands to the thighs once again, and reaching the hands up towards the ceiling. This time we're going to be doing a stretch where it's almost as if we're picking grapes or picking an apple off a tree. So we'll be reaching the left hand up, turning the body just slightly to the left, and gazing up towards the hand as it reaches, getting a stretch through the torso, through the arm, maybe even through the hip of the left side. And then letting that arm come back down, and we'll reach up to the other side. Exploring this movement and continuing to reach each hand up at your own pace. Noticing the stretch. And if you'd like to increase the stretch, we'll roll up on the opposite heel. Just intensifying the stretch that's possible here, if that's right for you. And then letting the hands gently come back to the sides, resting here just for a moment in the mountain pose. And then once again, we'll reach the hands up towards the ceiling, fingers pointed towards the ceiling. And using our left hand, we'll clasp our right wrist. We'll shift the weight just slightly into the right foot and hip, and then turning the torso towards the left, creating a crescent moon shape. Here again, stretching, exploring the qualities of the movement. How is the body? Only holding as long as is appropriate for you. And then we'll release the hand, and this time grasping the left wrist with the right hand, shifting the weight into the left foot and hip, turning the body to the right. Again, finding this crescent moon shape. Gently releasing that side, and we'll do this one more time on each side. So again, grasping the right wrist with the left hand and gently bending any amount. Releasing, then using the right hand to grasp the left wrist and bending to the other side. Releasing, and then let's bring the arms slowly back down to the sides of the body. Maybe even moving the arms just a little bit from here. Getting a counter stretch. And then resting for a moment in the mountain position. From here, we'll be doing some shoulder rolls. And we'll start by moving these shoulders back just slightly up towards the ears. And then rolling the shoulders forward, moving them back, up, and then rolling them forward. And just taking your time and continuing to explore the shoulder rolls. Noticing how the shoulders are. And then we'll rotate the other direction. So moving the shoulders up, up towards the ears, back, moving them forward, up towards the ears and back. And maybe noticing, was it different to move those shoulders forward? Is it different to move them backwards? Nothing that needs to shift or to change. Again, just having attention and awareness of how things are, how we are. Exploring the movement in this joint, the muscles in this part of the body. And then as you feel ready, letting the shoulders rest, coming back to neutral. Arriving here in the mountain pose once again. And from here, we're going to be doing some shoulder shrugs. And so we'll lift the shoulders up towards the ears, allowing them to stay for just a moment. And then you can slowly let them come back down. You might even experiment with adding the breath as the shoulders move up towards the ears, and then exhaling as the shoulders move back down. Here again, working at your own pace. Maybe even inviting an attitude of curiosity, of investigation as we move throughout the body and throughout all of the different postures. And then letting the shoulders rest once again, coming back to the mountain pose. We'll be moving now into some neck rolls. And so we'll start by moving the chin towards the chest so that the head rolls forward, and then moving the head over to one side so that the ear is resting just above the shoulder. And it's fine to stay with the pose just like this. But if you'd like to increase the stretch, extending through the palm of the opposite hand, noticing the stretch through the shoulder, through the neck. And knowing that you can work with the eyes open or closed as we move throughout the different postures. Whatever helps keep your attention and your focus right here in this direct experience of the body. Aware of our mind if it drifts off, noticing, acknowledging, and then coming right back into the yoga sequence. And we'll release this stretch now, gently rolling the head forward again, the chin towards the chest, and then letting the head move over to the other side. The ear just above the shoulder. And if you'd like to, extending through the palm of the opposite hand. And we'll do that one more time on each side, so letting the head roll forward and then over to one side, the ear just above the shoulder and extending through the palm of the hand. And rolling the head forward once again and over to the other side, extending through the palm of the hand if you'd like to. This particular yoga sequence can be so good for those of us that have desk jobs or are driving many miles, or for people that hold their stress or tension in the upper shoulders and neck. These are postures that can be done right at work. And then bringing the head back up to neutral, resting here for a moment in the mountain pose. Now, we will be moving from a standing posture to a sitting or lying down posture. And so seeing if it might be possible to be aware of every movement in this transition, making it a part of your meditation practice, and very slowly moving with full awareness to the place that you'll do the next part of the practice. And now, just as you have this posture of wakefulness, we'll start to make a transition to the anchors of attention practice. In this practice, we'll start to bring attention to an anchor point, a place that you can come back to, a place that feels reliable enough, as the mind does what it naturally does, which is to drift off, to have thoughts, maybe even thought patterns. This could also be true for the body. At times, there might be sensations that call your attention. So to begin this practice, I'll offer a little bit of guidance on the different anchor points that you might choose. And knowing that if any one of these aren't available to you, you can simply move to another anchor point that does feel available. So let's begin by bringing attention to the feet in contact with the ground beneath you. You might be in a seated posture or a lying down posture. In either one of these postures, it's likely that you have the sense of the feet in contact with some part of the surface that's supporting this part of the body. And so just beginning to bring awareness to any sensations that might be available to you. You might notice sensations like heat or coolness. You might notice texture, perhaps clothing surrounding this part of the body, or depending on the surface that the feet are resting on, there might be the texture of the carpet, or tile, or wood, whatever the ground beneath you is made up of. There also might just be this sense of the solid and stable nature of the ground beneath you, supporting the feet. And just getting curious, investigating what sensations are here to be known, to be felt or encountered. Another possibility, as far as anchors, would be just to pay attention to the sense of the seat, the fact that you're sitting on a surface. And if you've chosen a lying down posture, being aware of just the sensations of the body in contact with the ground beneath you. You might be aware of the sensations of gravity, which can be known through the weight of the body. You might be aware of the hardness or the softness of the surface that you're on, or even comfort or discomfort associated with that. I like to think of this practice as just sitting, knowing that you're sitting. It's really that simple. Aware of the fact that the body is being supported. And perhaps in the ways that it feels possible, allowing the body to be supported. Another possible anchor of attention to bring awareness to the hands wherever they're resting. They might be in contact with each other or in contact with the legs or a surface that's nearby. Here again, just bringing this quality of curiosity and investigation. What sensations are present, if any? Another anchor of attention would be just to bring awareness to the sensations of breathing. For many people, this can be felt most predominantly at a few different places. The first one being right at the tip of the nose as the breath enters and leaves the body. You might have some awareness of the sensation of the breath as it moves past the tip of the nose, or perhaps even the temperature of the air. Or perhaps you might have awareness of the breath as it moves past the back of the throat, in and out of the body. And for others, there might be more awareness of the breath with the expansion and contraction of the ribcage or the belly. And really noticing what feels most predominant to you. Where is the breath felt? And then staying with that place moment by moment. And remembering if that anchor of attention doesn't work best for you, then you can move to any one of the other anchors, the feet, the seat, the hands. And as we sit here, noticing the anchors of attention, the mind will naturally drift off. It will go to other places. And the moment you know the mind has drifted off, that's awareness. And you have a choice about what to do with your attention. And the encouragement or the invitation is to see if you can bring the attention back to an anchor. You might do this many, many times in each practice. I like to think of this as the practice of 1,000 beginnings. And if you think about the idea of how anchors work on boats, the anchor is not rigid. It's there to help the boat from floating off too far. But it's also got a sense of slack because the boat needs to move on water. That's the nature of boats. And so our anchors of attention in meditation practice can really serve us in the same way. They're not too tight or rigid. It's a way of keeping the mind from drifting off too far. Because the nature of the mind is to have thoughts. It's a place we can come back to as often as we need to. A place that feels reliable enough, familiar, maybe even like a touchstone. So now, as we bring this practice to a close, perhaps opening the eyes once again if they've been closed, maybe taking some moments to just connect with the space that you're in, perhaps congratulating yourself for taking a few moments out of the day just to attend to being in the present moment. As you sit here, perhaps congratulating yourself for taking the time to bring attention to this sense of moment-to-moment awareness, and remembering that these anchors of attention are always available to you. They can bring a sense of accepting yourself and your experience, just as they are in each moment.